terrifying. Anyways, I picked a topic that's centered a little bit in the Gemara here in Ksuvos. And I want to focus on a couple of points regarding the topic of comments, and try to make a bigger point, I guess, in the towards the end. So but same time, that it's a hemshech of the limud. We're really in the middle of discussing the Shabbos parts of the first parak, which is Hayamid based to Zion and Aleph. So I'm going to skip tonight. I think we did one shir on that, and then we'll continue with that after Yontif. But I want to skip tonight to Zion Amud Aleph, which is the Yontif part of the first parak of Ksuvos. We have Avelus parts, we have Yontif parts, we even have Ishus parts of the first parak of Ksuvos. As you know, it's very packed. So the Gemara here, by way of introduction, explain how we get into all this and then what we want to do with it. The Gemara on Zion Amud Aleph tells us, it's a continuation of the same Gemara. The Gemara wanted to know whether or not if Nisuin takes place, whenever it's supposed to take place, so what about the first part, the initiation of the physical relationship of husband and wife? Is that something which is problematic to take place on Shabbos? That's what we're discussing last week. So then, after that, the Gemara does that discussion between Hayin Rebeis and Zayin Amud Aleph. And then Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara discusses what about Yom Tov. Okay? So in the context of that, the Gemara makes reference to a very well-known halacha. We're going to read the text in just a second. The halacha of Mitoch. Everybody knows that there's a heter ochel nefesh on Yom Tov as opposed to Shabbos. Pasuk says in the context of Chag HaMatzos, actually, of the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that there's an Isur Malacha on Pesach, on Yom Tov. Ach, asher yeochel l'chol nefesh, hu levado yeaseh lachem. However, if there's things that are connected to ochel nefesh, to eating and to enjoying Yom Tov, right, that is permitted on Yom Tov. That's called the heter ochel nefesh. And as we'll see in just a second, so there's a debate between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai in the Sugya and Beitza Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph regarding an institution which we call Mitoch. The Mishnah says in Beitza that according to Beis Shammai, we have a strict definition of what heter ochel nefesh is. Kishmo keinu, meaning if you need something to be prepared for the Suda for the sake of eating or drinking, tzorech ochel nefesh, then it's permitted. But if it's something that's a step beyond that, then there's no heter ochel nefesh because it's an iser malacha. That's the view of Beis Shammai. However, Beis Hillel says that it's permissible to have a bris mila on Yom Tov, even at Shalom Bezmano, perhaps. You can carry the child for the bris mila. You can carry a child l'tayel. You can carry a lulav in order to fulfill the mitzvah of lulav and esrog on Yom Tov. And the reason for that, the Gemara debates, but one view of the Gemara is because ein eruv hotzah b'yom tov. There's no prohibition connected with hotzah on Yom Tov, but we don't paskin like that day in the Gemara, as we'll soon see. We paskin that the reason behind Beis Hillel is mitoch shehutra hotzah le tzorech hutra nami shalo le tzorech. Since, we'll say this way for the moment, since hotza'ah is associated very strongly with heter ochel nefesh, even if strictly speaking you're not going to use it for the sake of ochel nefesh, nonetheless it's permitted. Mitoch shehutra le tzorech hutra shalo le tzorech. And then the Gemara... So that's what we're going to get to a little bit. What we want to discuss a little bit is what about shalom l'tzorech klal, and particularly what happens if a person finds chametz on Pesach. Is he allowed to burn it? And how does that fit into this topic? Okay, that's really that's the background, that's what we want to do. So let's just look at the Gemara for a minute, and then we'll see more specifically. So the Gemara says here, on Zayin Amud Aleph, that, one second, Rav Zvid, this is four lines down, the last two words on the fourth line, Rav Zvid shor lemivol betchila b'shabbos. Rav Zvid, part of this debate, said the initiation of a husband-wife relationship is permitted even if it begins on Shabbos, Ikadamri, Yesh Omrim, Rav Zvid Gufei Baal B'Tchila B'Shabbos. This is out of personal experience. Okay? Rav Yehuda Shor Lemivol B'Tchila B'Yom Tov. Then the Gemara says, Rav Yehuda, right, he got married very close to Yom Tov and initiated this part of his marriage on Yom Tov. The Gemara says, Omer HaPapi Mishmei D'Rava, Lo Tema B'Yom Tov D'Shari HaB'Shabbos Asur. You might get the impression that this is something that would only be permitted on Yom Tov, and that's why he said it that way, and not on Shabbos. To who? Adina, Philip Shabbos, Nami Shari, Maisa Shaya, Kachaya. He was relating his personal experience, but he didn't mean to exclude Shabbos or to distinguish between Shabbos and Yom Tov. He was just saying that there's no Isur at all. Then the Gemara says, Rav Papi, Mishmei Rav Amar, B'Yom Tov Shari, B'Shabbos, Asur. No. In fact, this is something that would be permitted on Yom Tov and not on Shabbos. Then the Gemara says, "Amalei Rav Papi l'Rav Papa, my daitech." Like, what's your thinking here that you make this distinction between Shabbos and Yom Tov? Is your thinking mitoch shehutra chabura letzorech hutranami shelo letzorech? The problem of initiating this relationship on Shabbos, as we discussed on Daf Hey Amud Beis, is the problem of chovel or chabura, right? Since there's extraction of dam, so that's called chovel or chabura, and as such, that's a malacha. Which malacha we discussed a little bit last week? Is it soveya? Is it netilas neshama? Is it mefarik told in the dash? It's a malacha, one of those three, probably. Either way, that's what the Gemara says. And the Gemara says, what's your thinking? Is your thinking that since chabura is mutar letzorech, what chabura is mutar letzorech? Actually, this confirms the Balei Tosis view, shchita. All right, shchita is netilas neshama. Obviously, if you need to prepare, a meal on Yom Tov, again, typically. we don't just find animals in the street and shecht them on Yontif. We're a little more, I guess. We're living
refrigerators.
What?
We have refrigerators
and we have conveniences. So we don't do that anymore. But in the olden days, if you wanted a meat or a chicken, you had to do the shechita. So shechita is one of the melaches ochol nefesh, which is mutter. So what we're saying is mitoch shehutra shechita hutra nami, right? Other netilas neshama, right? Including chavala. That's a bit of a stretch, but that's not our problem now because we're going to speak about the yontif part, but we're not going to speak about this point in the yontif part. Anyways, so the Gemara says if that's the case, elameyata, if that's true, namely that you are extending mitoch in this way, because typically, let me just explain, typically mitoch is a little bit less extensive than all of this. Mitoch shehutra hotzah, letzorech hutra hotzah shelo letzorech. Mitoch shehutra havara, like kindling, or bishol, or afia, letzorech, right, hutru, they're also permissible shelo letzorech. Right? But usually we're talking about, discuss this more in a minute, but the same tzura of the malacha, and certainly not a tolda or anything like that. Here it's a little bit more because we're making the leap from shechita to this kind of chovel, right? And that, seemingly, if we didn't know they were under the same rubric, we wouldn't even know. As opposed to hotzah and shechita, typical, shechitas in other cases, as we'll see. Anyways, the Gemara says if that's the case, namely that you can stretch mitoch a little bit, elameyata mutar lasos, Mugmar b'yom tov. You should also be able to perfume your property on Yom Tov. Now, let's light a look at Rashi. Besamim al ha'esh, right? You could put perfume besamim al ha'esh on the fire. Legamer esakelim v'esabegadim to create a nice fragrance in the begadim or in the kelim. So again, strictly speaking, that doesn't look so much like cooking or baking, or kindling, for more direct ochol nefesh purposes. And yet, if you're going to say that you can go from shori lemiv, you can get shori lemival tchila b'shabbos from shechita, then maybe this is probably less radical, one would think. So the Gemara says, Amarle alecha makra, ach asher ye'achel l'chol nefesh, davar ashava l'chol nefesh. No, there's something you're not taking into consideration, and that is a different requirement. Now, it's fascinating to note, again, we're not really doing the untif parts right now, but this is the only Gemara that really establishes this very well-known requirement in heter achol nefesh. That is, that heter achol nefesh needs to be a davar hashave l'chol nefesh. Things that are done only by, you know, a small part of the population, which are more, you know, have more cultivated or refined tastes, let's say, and appreciate, you know, this kind of, you know, fragrance and so on and so forth. That's not called davar hashava l'chol nefesh. The you know, the classic issue.
Smoking.
What?
Smoking.
Yeah. So a lot of the achronim used to speak about smoking, you know, in this context. That, you know, based on mitoch. And, you know, there are some of the achronim before the Surgeon General, made his mark. Not only did they think that there was no harm in smoking and that it was pleasurable, I guess it was pleasurable, although I wouldn't know, because one or two times in my life that I took a puff, you know, it didn't seem very pleasurable to me.
What?
You want to tell what and whether I inhaled? In strictly legal context, with the encouragement of an adult, I guess. But it didn't seem very pleasurable, I guess. But it's like other things, I guess. Once you do it, we know it's an addiction. But there are famous tshuvas in the Achronim and comments in the Achronim, Pnei Yeshua and others. And people say not only is it neutral and pleasurable and everybody will enjoy it, but it's tremendously therapeutic and healthy. Right, so, well, we have experts here who will tell us that the Surgeon General's evidence is overwhelming and no one should be doing this. I guess now they have these e-cigarettes, but it sounds like they're also pretty, certainly addictive at minimum, right? Maybe not as, technically unhealthy, but certainly not a good thing either. So Baruch Hashem, like, it's a rare thing where society really turned... it's back on something that was so enticing. But anyways, this is a great example of part of the discussion of davar hashava l'chol nefesh, right? There are interesting discussion in poskim since the Surgeon General, whether not just because people who are hooked on it, across the board enjoy it and want to do it, is that shava l'chol, can you have something which is shava l'chol nefesh, which is unhealthy, right? And not only unhealthy, that's probably an understatement, but dangerous to one's health? That's an interesting question also. So there's a lot to talk about in terms of the factor of davar hashava. Yeah, shmartzav. So is that a separate, or you might, that for sure. But the question is, once you have that, does that also undermine davar hashava l'chol nefesh? Or hailuchudekoi, one refers to the physical pleasure and enjoyment, even if it's not good for you. You may not be allowed to do it, but that doesn't mean that there's a violation of Yom Tov, right? So we would like to think that there should be a kesher between those two things, and many poskim think that there is. But there are a lot of interesting shilas that are attached, and they have halachic consequence, and also some philosophical or hashkafic consequence as well. Whether you can separate those two things is a great example of that. There's a lot to think about, but that's not what we're going to discuss today. I'll be happy to do it another time. But this is the Gemara. This Gemara here is the Gemara in Shas that introduces the factor of davar hashava l'chol nefesh. And then the Gemara basically begins to weigh what it means. So we're saying that mugmar, right, is that's for very high, refined people who've cultivated an appreciation for it. I don't know if it's like caviar and certain fine wines, but. That's what it is. Then the Gemara says, "Amalei Ravacha, Berei de Rava, the Ravashi." It's very fascinating. Elameyata nizdamin lo tzvi biyomto venison. Right? If you I guess you have to have a taste. Not so many people are into that either. So is that a whole veinu shavu lechol nefesh shachanami daaser mishchete? Are you going to say that it's aser lishkot? So the Gemara says, "Amalei ana dover hatzorech lechol nefesh kamina tzvi tzorech lechol nefesh hu." In other words, the way Moshe Rishonim explained it is, not so many people can afford, tzvi. But, people who can, in quick time will develop or cultivate an appreciation for the taste. Moreover, we're dealing with, you know, types of dishes. That's a little different than mugmar, which is a whole different concept, really. It's not a type of food. It's, you know, again, embedding, you know, this kind of fragrance into the begadim and the kelim. So maybe that is something that's much more of a specialty pleasure, and so on. Anyway, so how you define davar shavah l'chol nefesh is a very interesting issue. We'll get a little bit back to it later, but it's a topic in its own right, and it has a lot of ramifications for, as I say, hashkafa and halacha, for mitoch, etc. Okay, that's the Gemara here. So basically, just to sum up, the Gemara introduces the possibility that the heter ish leish for the first time will be based on mitoch, that will distinguish between Shabbos and Yom Tov, and based on this extension of mitoch shehutra letzorech hutra shel nami shelo letzorech. This is the Gemara. This is the Shaka Vatari. So the Bali Tosas here weigh in on the bigger question that you referred to about mitoch shehutra letzorech hutra shelo letzorech, whether it's shelo letzorech klal. So a little bit of background again. That's part of the debate between Rashi and Tosas in Beitza. Mishnah says in Beitza, as I mentioned before, that according to Beis Shammai, Tzorech Ochol Nefesh is permitted, but nothing more. So you can't carry the Dalad Minim, and you can't carry the Tinok to the Bris Mila, and you can't go on its Yul on Shabbos and carry a child, and so on and so forth, without an Eruv, of course. That's Beis Shammai's view, and Beis Hillel disagree, and the Gemara concludes that that's based on Mitoch. Mitoch Shehutra Letzorech Hutra Shelo Letzorech. So Rashi, Al-Atar, says, Mitoch Shehutra Letzorech Hutra Shelo Letzorech Klal. Meaning, even if there's no Tzorech whatsoever, you just want to do it, there's no prohibition. That is Rashi. And the Bali Tosis there, and throughout Shas, disagree, and they say that there has to be at least a Tzorech Ktas. Now, what does Tzorech Ktas mean? So some Rishonim think it means Tzorech Mitzvah. So, for example, a bris milah, dalad minim, those are mitzvah. What's the, what's taking the tinok, what's that all about? Right? So is that part of the bris milah issue? So the Bali Tosis actually, the Ben Chananel and some Rishonim say it has to be tzorech mitzvah. The Urayim says in general, very fascinating view of the Urayim, ach asher yeachel l'chol nefesh. So he says, listen, most Rishonim are the opinion that there are different levels here. There's something called heter ochol nefesh, or tzorech ochol nefesh. Then there's something called heter hanoas haguf, which is a bit of an extension, or not, we're not sure. Maybe that's just the common, wider definition of, what's the yichus? Is it achila and shtia? No, hanoas haguf, or no. Hanoas haguf is already an extension of actual achila and shtia. We're not sure. But either way, beyond that, there's something called mipasim like basila, something called mitoch. And that's the next step, since we jump from here right to there. The Urayim says, no, we all have it wrong. That's not what's going on. There's only one category of heter on Yom Tov. And since the Torah calls it l'chol nefesh, so it has a wide definition. It includes either hanos haguf or hanos hanefesh. That's why any mitzvah, any spiritual focus, is going to be included just the same way that achila is. Actually, the Reim has a very extraordinary reading of the word mitoch, because we usually say mitoch, meaning that's how we interpret it, it's the levels. You know, since we already have established, there's a chink in the armor, you know, we're already being matir, ochol nefesh, so we're going a step further as well. That willy-nilly has an impact on the next stage, on the Shem Malacha, and we expand it to include other things too. That's mitoch. Right, mitoch means it's like a hoel. There's also a gemara about hoel, but okay. The Urayim says, no, that's not the pshat. The pshat is, there's only one heter on Yom Tov. It's hanos hagufa hanefesh. The word mitoch means me'oso apasuk. The same source that tells you, ach asher yeachel, right, also says, l'chol nefesh. So, mitoch, oso hamakar, oso hapasuk, right, we're marbe, all of these things that are equal, physical and spiritual, very inspirational shot, actually. Physical and spiritual pleasures, they're exactly the same. That's the Urayim. But most people don't think that that's the pshat, and they think that there's something called nitoch. You know, there's an initial heter that's explicit bakra called heter ochel nefesh, and from there we extrapolate a next level, right, of mitoch. So the way Rashi says it is mitoch shehutu l'tzorech hutu shelo l'tzorech klal, anything, right, even if there's no particular benefit. We'll get to the limit in Rashi in a minute. Bali Tosa say, listen, that's too far. If you say that, then essentially you're arguing that there's no malacha of this kind on Yom Tov. Let's say we're talking about Shechita, or we're talking about Hotza'ah, or we're talking about Havara, or we're talking about Bishol and Afia. If you're going to wipe it off the books because you don't need any kind of tzorech, then how will you explain the fact that it's pretty clear in Psachim and in Beitza that tzorech chol, let's say the last day of Yom Tov, or just you're preparing for chol on Yom Tov. It seems that that's aser. Why should that be aser? Right? Or tzorech akum for non-Jew, or tzorech klavim. It seems lachem velo leklavim, lachem velo leakum. So, bishlomo, if you think that there's some requirement, some tzorech, okay, it's a leap. We're still expanding. There's heter ochel nefesh, and then the malacha that is associated with heter ochel nefesh is also mutter for lesser, for lesser purposes. Fine. But still, there needs to be some purpose. What Bali Tosis called tzorech ktsas. That's fine. But if you say that afilu b'li tzorech klal, then what's the difference whether you have no purpose or it's tzorech chol, tzorech akum, tzorech klavim? That's the question Bali Tosis asks against Rashi. But then the question is, so where do Bali Tosis draw the line, right? So as I say, some Rishonim draw the line and they say tzorech mitzvah, or tzorech hayom, or tzorech haguf. Bali Tosis go further. They say any tzorech ktsas, any understandable tzorech, is fine. So if you want to go on a walk on Yontif, even though you're not on your way to do any mitzvah, just for the enjoyment of the day, right? Simchas Yom Tov, Tosa says that's called Tzorech Ktsas. Some Bali Tosas go even further. This is the famous Machzor discussion, right? You have your Yontif Machzor, you take it with you to Shul. The question is, can you bring it back home? Because you're worried that, you know, the fellow sitting next to you in Shul, you know, undoubtedly is just going to confuse it for his own. I never owned a Machzor before. He just might still confuse it. So, you know, in order to, you know, safeguard your precious Machzor, an heirloom, you know, from the family, you want to, you know, take it home. So that's Tzorech Ktsas too, according to some of the Bali Tosas. Right, what isn't Tzorech Ktsas? So the Bali Tosas explain, we'll read inside in just a second. Let's say even the sensibility of, you know, certain korbanos, being makar of a korban ola, for the Ribbono Shel Olam, Shelo Yehei Shulchancha Malei V'Shulchan Rabcha Reikan. Right, it bothers you that the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't have his feast. We don't mean it literally, obviously. So that kiyum of even though you can't, it's an ola, so you can't benefit from it at all. That's also tzorech ktsas, maybe. Where do you draw the line in tzorech ktsas? That's the Bali Tosas. Anyways, in the context of saying that,
the Urim and Tosas, they work together.
No. Because Tosas is still talking about a different level. Tosas is saying, since this is a malacha in which there are heterim, so we're also going to be matir. I'll explain what I mean in Tosas, what I think two pshatim are in Tosas in a minute. But either way, Tosas is definitely working on two levels. Whereas the Urim is saying there aren't two levels. This is just all, it's megala milsa, what the heter ochel nefesh, the one heter ochel nefesh is. It's Torah. For example, according to the Urim, even halach lemaisa, there would be differences. The Urim would not permit, presumably, some of the things, the walk, the machzor, some of the, maybe not even, probably not even Shulchan Rabcha, Reikon, he would have trouble with all these things, presumably. Yes, explain other.
He can't work according to Rashi for sure.
Yeah, no, for sure not Rashi. Right. Okay. So look at Tosas for a minute. Tosas says, Mitok Shehutra Litzorech, then I'll get to the Chametz part in just a minute, and then we'll get back to the Yontif part, and then back to the Chametz part. Okay, you'll see why. Tosas says, Pierce Litzorech Ochel Nefesh. And then Tosas adds, like they add in Beitza and in Psachim and other places, Ubilvad shehei tzorech hayom, o tzorech kima mitzvah biyom tov. As long as there's some tzorech, right? You're carrying the katan for bris mila. The sefer Torah likros bo, velulav lotzeis bo. Those are the three examples in the Mishnah and Beit. So you'd base them up. Aval shelo l'tzorach hayom klal. If there's no purpose whatsoever, lo kamo. For example, hotzas avanim de mechayev. The Gemara says in the Beitza that mukta is atu hotza, and it's asur on Yom Tov because hotza is still asur. Right? And part of Tosis's question is, if hotza would be mutter afil b'litzorach klal, then what's wrong with why is hotza savanim any different than b'litzorach klal? Then he adds va'ofa b'yom tov l'chol, right? If you bake from Yom Tov to chol. Right, l'Rav Chizda, Damar Loket, some debate, discussion in Psachim, whether or not we say hol v'iklu, hol v'boy iklu lu orchem, meaning unless it's too late in the day, you're cooking, your purpose is chol, right? You're cooking for post Pesach, but it's still possible that somebody will knock on your door and will be a guest on Yom Tov or on Chol HaMoed, and you'll be able to feed him. So, but Rav Chizda says it's loka mishum leis lo hoil, and therefore you're loka because it's l'shem chol, and therefore it's not tzorech hayom, even k'tas. Ushchitas olas nedava. What about shchitas olas nedava? The shori lebeis hila. That seems like a problem. That seems to back up Rashi that you don't need tzorech at all. Hainu mishum shloye shulchancha malei. What I mentioned before, v'shulchan rabcha. Wow. Okay, that's a pretty extensive tzorech k'tas. Oh. Okay, so this is the machlokas between Rashi and Tosis. Typically, let me just say this and then I'm going to revise it. Typically, people think that the machlokas between Rashi and Tosis is a machlokas whether heter ochol nefesh is hutra or dechuya. By which I mean, what they say is that Rashi, who expanded mitoch to include even belit tzorech klal, basically believes that since it's a tzorech ochol nefesh, right, that's not just a heter. It means that Ochol Nefesh is Hutra on Yom Tov, meaning there's no Iser. And since there's no Iser, basically, you don't need a Tzorech Tzas at all. Of course, Rashi will have to contend. We'll get back to this. What do you do with Tzorech Chol, Tzorech Avanim, and Tzorech Akum? Why that prohibited if it's really Hutra? Bali Tosis, they explain, think that it's Dechuya, meaning there's a Matir. Tzorech Ochol Nefesh is Matir, and Tzorech Tzas is still enough of a reason to be Matir. But it's really Hutra versus Dechuy. That's what people explain. Okay. We're going to revise both of those as we go forward. So then Tosa says, and this is why it's an appropriate topic for Erev Pesach, Umotze chametz betoch beso, darmirim beperakam, the psachim. If you find chametz on your home, we know you're supposed to burn the chametz Erev Pesach. Tosa says, ach, another ach. Ach, right, bayom arishon, Tashbisu se'or mi batechem. What does that mean? Tashbisu, you're supposed to get rid of the chametz. The Gemara has a discussion, which we're going to read in just a minute, in Psachim, and Daf Heyom and Aleph, and Heyom and Beis. What does it mean, ach b'yom arishon? Does it mean the first day of Yom Tov? We paskin, it means Erev Yom Tov. So Erev Yom Tov, you're supposed to do Tashbisu. Let's say you didn't, or you did, but you missed some chametz, and you found it on Pesach. So the Gemara says, "Motzei chametz betoch beso, mina beperakam b'dapsachim de kofa olav kli." You're supposed to cover it up. Not that it should be a cover up, but you should take a kli and you should put it on top of the chametz, so you won't be tempted or you won't forget and eat it, right? But lo sharinan lesorfo. Apparently, you're not allowed to burn it. The question Tosis is asking is, why not? Right? It's a good question for Rashi. It's a good question for Tosis. Mishum below Sharmina Lesorfa Mishum Mitoch. And apparently you're not allowed to burn it on the basis of Mitoch Shuhutra Litzorach Hutra Shalom Litzorach. And the question is, why, after all, the Chiyuv is to get rid of it, right? The truth is, the Gemara seems to say, and the Rambam paskins this way as well, that if you find Chametz on Pesach, you even make a bracha when you get rid of it. You make al bir chametz. If you find chametz only after Pesach, you're still supposed to get rid of it, but there you don't make a bracha. That's the psak of the Rambam. But it's certainly obligatory to get rid of it, so why isn't that mitoch shehutra letzorech, ktsas, even according to Bali Tosis? And yet the Gemara says it's not so. So Tosa says, Haina mishum the osel sofer midrabanan. The reason is because there's a prohibition midrabanan to burn it. Mishum muktza the osel taltalo. Because when you burn it, you have to pick it up. And I know in my house, the burning of the chametz is like a major event. And everybody wants to, you know, push that chametz around and really burn it to a crisp. You know, they every year they say, well, why don't you just take it to the shul and throw it in the thing there? That's not burning the chametz, is it? So, anyways, so we can understand why it's, you know, mishum muktza da asa l'taltalo. This Tosas proves that, you know, what we've been saying in our house for all these years is probably true, right? I'm not being serious. You certainly can be mekayim the mitzvah with the what you do in the shul, but aval ein lomar da'iri kishabitlo. Tosas took another stab at it. Maybe we're talking about a situation where you did bitl. So if you did bitl, there's no bayir abay matzeh, and maybe according to many rishonim, at least you already mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu. Actually, not according to Balei Tosas so much. There's a debate which we're going to discuss a little bit between Rashi and the Balei Tosas in Sugya Daf Dalet Amud Beis in Psachim. Rashi says that Tashbisu is the Ikar Tashbisu is Bittul. That's also the view of the Ramban in Erotzu B'Kiyum. It's also the view of the Rambam. We'll discuss that also in Perik Beis of Chametz Halacha Aleph. Balei Tosas disagree. They think that Bittul of Chametz is Hefker and it works to eliminate Bal Yirah, but it's not the mitzvah of Tashbisu. So does this have a little bit to do with that? Hard to know. But Tosas says, we're not talking about bitlo, the mikol makom midrabanan mitzvah l'sarfa, because even then there would still be a mitzvah drabanan to destroy it. V'havet tzarech hayom, the mitzvah drabanan nami sharmin an hecha di'ika l'mei marmitoch. Okay? And then Tosas goes on and discusses more examples of tzarech k'tzas. Okay, so to sum up, so far, we have this interesting Tosas, which makes reference to the Balei Tosas Shita, that mitoch shehutra l'tzorech, hutra shelo l'tzorech, extends to tzorech k'tzas, but you need tzorech k'tzas, and then Tosas is asking a question. Question is, well, how come the Gemara says that when you find chametz on Pesach, you have to be kofel of a sakli? Why not be able to burn it based on the principle of mitoch? And Tosas says, don't tell me that there's bitol, and therefore it's only drabanan, because even if it's a mitzvah drabanan, you should be able to burn it. And the only reason Tosas thinks that you don't is because of muktzah. Now, the muktzah answer is not at all obvious, because, number one, is it really impossible to burn it without tiltol? Okay. And number two is, well, the din of muktzah and tiltol is a din drabanan. So if there's really a mitzvah daraisa to burn the chametz, is the muktzah drabanan reason enough not to do it? We find here and there, Yesh koch biad chachamim lakar davar min haTorah b'sheval taisa. The chachamim can tell you, you know, to obey a drabanan, even at the expense of a daraisa, when it means being passive, and that's indeed what happens here, according to some of the mefarshim. We'll see in a moment the Kesa Mishnah, but it's certainly not a davar pashut that muktzah either applies here or that it should be ma'akev when it comes to a mitzvah daraisa, assuming there was no bittul, right? And a heter based on tzorech k'tzas and yom tov. So what Tosas says here is very widely quoted and very widely, I must say, accepted. But in my opinion, not so simple at all. It's not simple for another reason too, and that is it seems to be against an explicit Gemara in Psachim. Okay, what Gemara is that? So if you look here at the sheets that we produced. And again, I sent them very late, so I apologize for that. But I think people have copies. You made copies, right? Thank you so much. So there are two Gemaras. One Gemara is the Gemara that's being quoted by the Balei Tosas. That's the Gemara on Vav Amud Aleph. If you look here, that's the third entry. It's really the second, but the third. Third piece, the second entry is just a continuation of the first. Talmud Bavli Masechet Pesachim Vav Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Hamotzei Chametz Beisa B'Yom Tov Kofeh Alav Esakli. That's what the Gemara. That's what Tosas is referring to, and that is seemingly the halacha. I should add that the Rambam paskins this way as well, and in a sense, it's even a bigger pella according to the Rambam that we accept this the halacha. Why? I'll explain in a minute. Rambam says, next piece, Rambam Hichas Chametz Perek Gimel Halacha Ches, לפיכך אם לביטל קודם שיש ומשיש שעוס ולמעלה מצא חמץ שהיה דייתו עליו היה ליבו ושוקחו בשעס ביר he finds חמץ that he didn't do ביטל on ולא ביר on he didn't get rid of it הרי זה עבר הבאי רבי מצא שלא ביר ולא ביטל בין הביטל עת המועל כלום if it's after שיש שעוס if it's after חטוס or even after an hour before מדרבנן ערב חגמצוס then you can't do bitul. The fish ain't b'shuso, because of a sokil b'shuso, the chayvim shemlor v'leimatze. The chayv levar b'chaleis sheimatze. No, but you're still obligated to get to destroy it, even though you can't do bitul. The imatzo b'yomtov kofa olav kli ad la'erev u'mevaro. That's the Gemara in Vav Mud Aleph that we just read. Correct? Okay. So these are two. That's the Gemara and that's the Psak of the Rambam. The reason that it's a little more tamua, even according to the Rambam. Is because the Rambam paskins in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph that Bir Chametz does not have to be Aydei Sreifa. Rambam says Ketzad Bir Chametz, right? The bottom. Oh, okay. You have a better configuration. Let me use yours. So this is on page 2, right? Starting from 21. Right, Ketzad Bir Chametz, Sarfa Porer, Vizor Leruach, Ozor Kaliyam, right? So the Rambam paskins is the debate between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda is the opinion, Ein Bir Chametz Ela B'Sreifa, everybody knows that. The Balei Tosfos paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. I'm going to suggest that that might be consequential here. The Rambam and Rashi, seemingly Rashi also, but especially the Rambam, paskins like the Chachamim. The Hashbasaso b'chol davar. You can burn it, you can throw it in the river, you can do whatever you want to get rid of it. Right? Zora, Baruach, right? Mefaro, Vizor Kaliyam, whatever you want to do. Hareze, Mefaro, Achakach, Zor Kaliyam, and so on. So if the Rambam holds that Bir Chametz doesn't even require Sreifa, it's even more astonishing that on Yom Tov, kofa olav asakli, and you don't burn it. I'm sorry, you don't destroy it. We were asking, Balei Tosfos were asking, you should be able to burn it, even though it's a malacha, because of mitoch. You don't even need to do a malacha, seemingly. According to the Rambam, why kofa olav asakli? Very strange. The Rambam says something similar in Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel.
Well, according to the Rambam, what should you do? Just throw it away?
Yeah. Why not? Crush it. It's, you know, it doesn't include a malacha. Why not? Chol arbas elios b'shabbos. Right, which can happen. Erev Pesach, in other words, is Shabbos. Right, bot kenes hachametz b'leil erev Shabbos. Shehu leil yud gimel. Minich men hachametz kenei lecha minen avar dalet shos b'yav ha-shabbos. Minicha b'makom mutzna. V'ashar mevaru milifnei ha-shabbos. Im nishar min hachametz biyom haShabbos achar dalad shows mevatel v'kofel of kli ad motzayon tefrishon mevar. Another strange Rambam, right? That's connected, right? Even if it's erev Pesach, but it's after the proper zman habiur, the Rambam says you kofel of asakli, and the Nosa Kelim in both cases wonder, like why? You know what happened to mitoch in the case of Gimel Ches? There's no mitoch on Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach, so that's not the question. The question there is, why can't you, without doing Sreifa, just get rid of the Chametz, fulfill the mitzvah, right? Okay. The big problem here is not just that, it's that there's another Gemara, which seems to be against all of this. So what is that? The Gemara in Daf Hei, in Psachim, as I said, wonders, based on the Psukim, right, Torah says, "Ach b'yom arishon tashbisu se'ar mibatech." Now, typically, if you were just if you were a karoi or a tzeduki, or just an adherent of pshuto shel mikra per se, you would think that "Ach b'yom arishon" refers to the first day of Yom Tov, right? And the Gemara raises this question. The Gemara in Daf Hei wonders whether or not the obligation of Tashbisu is the way we paskin, Erev Yom Tov, or it is Dafka on Yom Tov. Oh. So look here, number one. Tanya, number two, line two. Tanya namahachi, ach b'yom arishon tashbisa sormi batechem, me'erev yom tov, o ene ele b'yom tov atzmo. What is this? Is this obligation, is this pasuk referring to erev yom tov, which is our psak, or yom tov? Talmud lomar lo tishchat al chametz dam zivchi, lo tishchat as ha-pesach, v'adayin chametz kayam. We have a limud that says that zman shchitas ha-pesach, you shouldn't have chametz around. When is the zman shchitas ha-pesach? It's at chatzos of Pesach, the time of the bringing of the Pesach, which is Erev Chag HaMatzos. It's at 12 o'clock on the 14th. Okay? Divrei Rabbi Shimon. So we see that the obligation of Tashbisu is what we call Erev Chag HaMatzos, Erev Yom Tov. Rabbi Akiva Omer, this is the key part. Eino Tzorech, we don't need that Makar, we have a better Makar. Harei hu Omer Achbi, Omer Rishon Tashbisu Sormi Batechem. Because on the one hand, the Torah tells you to do Tashbisu on Yom Rishon. And we're not sure what that means, and it might mean Yom Tov, and we're weighing whether it might mean Yom Tov, right? But Uksiv, it also says, Kol Malacha Lo Sasu. There's also an Yisur Malacha on Yom Tov. Okay. So, Umatzinu, a little more background, Lahavara Shehiav Malacha. Right? And Havara, kindling, is one of the Lamites of us Malacha. Right? And since that's the case, so basically, what you have is a situation where it's impossible to interpret the obligation to destroy the Chametz, which is Derech Havara, on Yom Tov. Okay, that's Rabbi Akiva's Raya. Okay. So then, Rabbi Yossi says another Raya, that's okay, whatever. Not for us for the moment. And then the Gemara says at the last two lines of on line 7, Amar Rava, right, and then we go to line 9, because that's just the turning of the page, Hayom and Beis, Shema Minom and Rabbi Akiva Tlas. Rabbi Akiva's proof that we cannot be talking about burning the Chametz, right, or destroying the Chametz on Pesach, but it has to be what we call Pesach, it has to be Erev Pesach, that is based on three premises. Okay, what are the three premises? This gets interesting. Shema mina ein bir chametzala b'sreifa. Presumably we're talking about Rabbi Yehuda, who holds ein bir chametzala b'sreifa. Now this is interesting because we noted that the Rambam doesn't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rambam still doesn't allow you to burn chametz on Yom Tov. That would seem to be against this line in the Gemara. Meaning the Rambam not only has to contend with the question, the bigger question, what's the problem? What's the counter pressure? The Rambam should also have to deal with a second question, that is, isn't his psak against the Gemara? The Gemara seems to say that if you'd held Hashbasasa b'chol davar, you could destroy the chametz even on Yom Tov. And that's exactly what the Rambam is saying you can't do. Right? So the first Shema Minah makes a lot of sense, logically, and also poses a problem, a further problem for the Rambam. Secondly, Shema Minah Havarik L'chalik Yatzos, that we understand, meaning Havara is an Av Malacha. Bali Tosa say, well, and if it had been a Lav, that wouldn't have been bad enough. So one view in Tosas is that if it had been a Lav, it wouldn't have been Asur Ban Yom Tov. The only thing that's Asur, that, you know, from Shabbos to Yom Tov, are Malachos. That's an interesting and important issue, something connected to topics that we did last year. We talked about the relationship of Shabbos and Yom Tov and Yisra Malach. Okay. But then comes the third one, and this is the key one. Shema Mina, what's the third premise? Lo Aminan Ho'il B'Hutra Avar L'Tzorech Hutra Mishalo L'Tzorech. Think about that. Rabbi Kiva says, I do not believe in the principle of Mitoch. When it comes to Mitoch, I'm a Beis Shammai man, not a Beis Hillel man. Okay, that's Rabbi Akiva's prerogative, right? Why am I quoting that here? Because the implication is that if Rabbi Akiva had believed in Mitoch, right, then his Raya would have gone up in smoke. Right? If you don't mind the... But how could that be? I mean, we paskin Mitoch, and we still don't say that you burn the chametz. Right? We say kofa ala vesa kli. It also said because of muktzah. All right, now if it's only because of muktza for balitosis, maybe it isn't such a big problem. What you might say is, what? I mean, the Rabbi Akiva is trying to prove from on a deraisa level, it's impossible to read the pasuk in the Torah, right, that Hatashbisu is on Yom Tov, but he's admitting, about had it been, if there had been a din, if we paskin mitoch, then it would be permissible. And the balitosis are saying, yeah, but we now have something called muktzah drabanan, and that has nothing to do with reading the psukim, but in our day, it's an impediment to mitoch. Okay, so that's presumably the way that balitosis will read the Gemara and get out of the Gemara. Okay. However, it keeps you wondering at least, and especially if you think this is a weak reason of Tosas, it certainly makes you wonder according to some of the other answers that are given to this question. So let me explain what I mean by that. Look for 1 minute at the Shita Mekubetzes, the second one that we have here. Yeah, page 2. Second. No. I'm sorry. Page 3. Page 3, line 7. Yeah, the Shita Mekubetzes says something quite fascinating, which we'll get back to if we have time. And that is, everybody's bothered by Shochet Olas Nedava. Right, because an ola is kula l'Hashem, so you can't eat it, and it's a nedava, so it didn't have to be brought today. It could be brought after yontif, and yet we say shochet olas nedava is an example of mitoch. Right, so that's where Tosas came up with their idea, very beautiful idea, right? Shelo yehei shulchan rabcha reikan shulchancha malei, very nice, but not so simple, right? An extension of Tzorech Tzas. Or another example, and that is Amavashel Gid Anosha B'Yom Tov, Gemara in Beitza says, Gid Anosha is prohibited from eating. You're not allowed to eat it. Right? So if you're Mavashel Gid Anosha B'Yom Tov, you would think it should be Loka. But the Gemara says, according to Beis Hillel's, it's Mitoch. But according to Balitosis, you need Tzorech Tzas. Bishlam Rashi, in both of these cases, will say, you know what? Afilu b'li tzorech klal. But according to Bali Tosas, they need tzorech tzas. Where's the tzorech tzas in Olas Nedava that we just answered? Chiddush. Where's the tzorech tzas in Gid Anosha? So Tosas here in Ksuvis and in Beitza say an unbelievable chiddush, which for sure you can understand not everybody's going to like to say. And that is as follows. They say, you know what? It's true. You're not allowed to eat Gid Anosha. But if you didn't shecht it first, it wouldn't just be Gid Anosha. It would also be Neveila. So even though you're not allowed to eat it, the fact that if you do eat it, you'll get one less Iser, that's Tzorech Tzas. Wow. I mean, normally, you know, we assume that we're dealing with, Yireim and Shleimim, who, you know, if it's Gid Anosha, so what, if he decides to go ahead because he loves the Gid Anosha and he's going to eat anyway, so he'll have one less Iser, so that's Tzorech Tzas. What? Okay, but I'm talking about Achila.
Yeah,
Shochet. So?
Shochet
Gid Anosha on Yom Tov, says the Gemara in Beitza, according to Beis Hillel, is Mitoch.
In other words, you shochet an animal in order to get the Gid Anosha.
Or Mevashel.
Mevashel Gid Anosha.
I'm sorry.
Mevashel it, you loosen it and use it to make violin strings.
Okay, but the Gemara says your Gemara makes it clear you're eating it.
Sure.
Eating it.
Oh.
Yeah. If you want to look, it's a Tosas here. It's a look at Tosas on Zayin Amud Aleph. The next one. V'hod pligi beit shamay b'tzilu b'mevashel gid anosha b'yom tov. Sorry. V'ochlo. And he ate it. That's the language. T'l beit shamay g'leislu mitoch loke. L'beit tzilu b'yislu mitoch ein loke. T'rachomer afagav t'lochoshe v'ochol nefesh. Mishum isu d'rachi v'alei. Meaning you'll get Tosas a little more expansive in Beitza because there's no neve. That's strange, right? Okay. So, Shita Mekubetzes says a big chiddush. Shita Mekubetzes says like this. whatever the basic tzura of what you're doing is the same as the heter, and just as a difference is kind of a technical difference in detail in terms of the actual heter, right? In other words, you're allowed to cook, you're allowed to shochet for the sake of food. If it's the same tzura of shechting or cooking or baking, right? Even though flamaisa, you're not allowed to eat it, that's part of the mitok. That's heter ochel nefesh. Because that tol tzura was hutra. He has to go on and say, except if you're making the kol, that's already considered, you know, like long-term cooking, or that's I'm not sure why that's different. That's what he says. Okay. So in the context, we'll discuss that idea in a minute also. So he says, here, line 7. Like you kindle the fire in order to kedei levashel olav, o kedei lefos bor, to bake with it. Huchanami shalol letzorech olkal kagon, ahid mugmar, right? Umikomokom tzorech hanosai glufika, huka kol avar letzorech tavshil shari. It's permitted. V'chol bishul shari haina mevashel ginanoshet alolaki lebeis hillel afagab deofa miyom tevlechol loke haina mishum demechin lechol. That's a separate halacha. Huadin amishochet letzorech kol. Asur, bloitira lekein shchitas olas nedava. Sheinu letzorichal, avagav letzorichant of nami leisa. This is the chiddush of Shita Mekubet says that if the tzura pretty much is the same and it's not l'shem chol or klavim or akum, right? Then even though there's no tzorich at all, it's kind of a compromise between Rashi and Tosfos. So then he adds, v'hoda aminim beperakam the psachim. Everybody wants to answer the psachim question, right? Hamotzei chametz betoch beso. Kofal of Kli, below Sharmin and Lasarfo, what happened to Mitoch? Right? So he says a big Kiddush. Haina Mishum de Lohava Havara, Litzorich Bishul, El Elisrof. Ukahai Gavna, Lo Sharmin and Litzorich, Anasaguf. Amazing. He says, when you burn the Chametz, right, that's a different tzura than burning in order to create heat to cook or bake with. Right? That's just burning to destroy something. So, that's not mitoch. Even though you're supposed to get rid of it now, because it's chametz of Pesach, and you're obligated to get rid of it. So let me ask you a simple question. And what do you do with the Gemara? According to Tosis' answer, muktzah, we say, you know what? Muktzah is post-mikra. Fine. But this is something that is a Hagdara, it's part of the definition of mitoch. That's a din d'oraisa. So how do you explain Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva said that if you would hold mitoch, then in Achanami you'd be able to burn chametz on Pesach, on Yontif. I'll give another example. Look at the Kesef Mishnah. I'm guessing that's earlier. Just one second. Look at the Kesef Mishnah, Perek Gimel Halacha Ches. Paragimel Halacha Ches, probably page 1. Page 1, yeah, number 22, or 21 or 22. Hikshu Bahagos. Yivarena Bimakomo. This is the same question. Why Kofel of Sakli? Burn it. Or destroy it. But you say the Rabbi Yudami Toshu Hutravar Litzarach Hutanami Shalolitzarach. But why is he adding that? Rabbi Akiva is the guy who said, I don't believe in mitoch. I believe in Beis Shammai. Right? But we don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva in that matter. We paskin like Beis Hillel. So when the Gemara says, Kofim Olevasakli, if you wanted to say, Kofim Olevasakli is Rabbi Akiva or Beis Shammai, wonderful. But you can't quote it lahalacha because we paskin like Beis Hillel. That's the problem. Right? The Bali Tosas say, no. The muktzah, they don't ask this question, the stira in psachet, right? They don't even mention the Gemara in psachet. But the answer presumably is muktzah, you know, is a dindrabanan. That makes it worse in one respect, because how can this dindrabanan be ma'akev akim daraisa? Fine. But if it's yesh koch ve'ar chacham in lak or b'shev al taisa, at least you can explain the Gemara's in the psukim. But if you say there's a dindaraisa reason why Kofal of a Sakli, then what are you going to do This is what I'm trying to set up. I'll try to explain an answer in a minute. What are you going to do with Rabbi Akiva? But now, one second. Just give me one more, 30 more seconds. The Tirtzu, Hachar Bishabitlu, Udasa Rabba Magid Shakasa Rafina Lobitlo, Skin on Yeshlam, or Kshetira Havara Shalola Tzarech, Hani Mili Biesh, Tzarech Hayom, Ktsas. Try to give another answer. Okay, like Tosis. Vichita Ema, Ika Tzarech Hayom, Kimendika Mitzvah, Lesa, Dostrefas Kachim, Mitzvah Sasev, and Adoche. There are other mitzvahs, Hayom, that you can accomplish that aren't considered Tzarech Ktsas. So Srefas Hachamed is not Tzarech Ktsas. Isn't that totally against Rabbi Akiva? So why did Rabbi Akiva say, why do we say Shema Minar Rabbi Akiva mitoch shu to the tzorech lo hutra shalo le tzorech? Why does Rabbi Akiva have to be Beishamai? Just say there's no tzorech tzas. Va'od. Another answer. Han mina peso perakamad iksubis delor mini mitoch el bahana hashava l'chol nefesh pirish l'chol gufa adam. You need ana l'chshava l'chol nefesh. Our Gemara. Right? V'ho chaleka ana l'shum guf. And Rabbi Akiva, right, who said Shema Mina, Rabbi Akiva, that there's no mitoch, say there's mitoch, but it's not Shava Lechol Nefesh. Right? In other words, what I'm trying to say is, anybody who gives a Doraisa explanation why mitoch doesn't work to explain the Gemara and Bava Medalef is going to run smack into the problem of a stira in the Gemara on Hayomid Beis. You had a question?
Yeah, I just wondered whether there's a time element in here that is the field of Hashbisu or...
Say again?
Is the Mesopetrisu immediate? So once you find it on Yanta, this seems to be the presumption that you must immediately...
Presumably, for sure. If you could.
Right.
There is a debate. The Kesef Mishnah ends up saying, he says, and not only that, you're violating Bal Yirah all this time. So then he says in the end, same piece, well, if the Chachamim don't let you do it, then you probably don't violate Bal Yirah either. Bal Yirah only if you have the ability to do it, you know, and you refuse. That's an interesting issue also on a Daraisa level. I mean, if you have a Draban on Ikuv, you know, but it still may be it's willful neglect of the Daraisa, and it is a willful neglect if the Chachamim are the ones telling you. I thought you were going to say something different, so I want to get back to what I think the answer, but you started.
I just wanted to, from Mavash and Yeranashia.
Yeah, and Lachlan.
Yes, it's not a Daraisa L'chol Nefesh.
Say again?
It's not a Daraisa L'chol Nefesh.
Why?
Because if you're an observant person, you're not going to be eating Gidon
Rasha. That's a very inspirational Hagdara of Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Now, obviously, the Rishonim don't accept that. Right. They think if it tastes good, it tastes good. Maybe that's part of the Vinishmart, like our discussion whether Vinishmartim, Ma'od Snaf Shechem, you know, whether that's Shavu L'chol Nefesh, or it's a separate din, right? Maybe the cardiologists have something to say about all this, right? Presumably. Okay. So, we picked the right shear. Okay. So, this is what I want to say. I want to say something, make a bold statement, and then I want to try to back explain what I mean by it. Right. There's no point in being bold if, you know, you're just being provocative, right? The bold statement is, Bali Tosis give an answer, and they're Bali Tosis. Most of the Mepharshim picked up on their answer. But I find it to be very dochak. I mean, you have to say some very dochak things, obviously. I would prefer to say that the Gemara in Bava Med Aleph, which says, Kofa Levasakli, basically believes that Mitoch, Shehutra L'Torah, Hutra Shalom L'Torah, does not apply when it comes to the Mitzvah of Bir Chametz. Or Tzreifas Chametz. That's what I would prefer to say, fundamentally. But if you say that, it's really against the Gemara on Hayomid Beis. Right? I've made things much worse. The question is, have I really made things much worse? Okay. So let me get back. If you remember, I said that I'm going to start speaking about Yontif, then I'm going to transition into Chametz, which we've just done. We've raised some significant questions and problems. Then I said I'm going to say something else about Yom Tov, And then I'm going to go back to Chabad. So now I'm at the saying something else about Yom Tov part. Okay. We said before that I said that typically the Machlokas Rashi and Tosis about Mitoch, whether you need Tzorech Ktas or Ain Tzorech Klal, is often explained as a Hutra versus Dechuya argument, meaning there's no these Malachos don't exist on the books on Yom Tov, and therefore you don't even need any kind of Tzorech, or you need a Matir. And for good reason it's understood that way, except that seeing it that way is a little problematic. Because what do you do with, as when Tosas asks against Rashi, but Rashi knew this, what do you do with Klavim? Right? And what do you do with Tzorech Kol? And what do you do with Tzorech Akum? You can't say these Malachos. There's an Otzar Gonim. Otzar Gonim says, Yom Tov, I forget the number, there are only 35 Malachos. And he says 33, 35, I don't remember, 33, whatever the number is. Meaning, it's his way of saying this idea of Hutra, namely, that Malachos, Ochol Nefesh, like there's no, they're off the books. Like when the Gemara said, you know, Ein Erev Ahotza B'Yom Tov, the Gemara was saying, there's only 38 on Yom Tov. But when the Otzar Gonim says it about Mitoch, it's Tamua Bioter. Shocking. Because what about Klavim? What about Chol? What about Akum? Right? We have it here on page also. Look at the Shita Mekubetzes, the first one. Number one, Shita Mekubetzes. Shita Yishana. Page 2, line 29. Zelushon Shita Yishana, Amalar Papa, Mai Daitech, Mitoch Shutra Chabur. Everybody have it? Listen to it. He starts off by saying this complete Hutra idea. Klomar, in other words. Kolo San Malachos, Shehutra Litzor Kachira. Listen to this language. Lo hoyu bechlau lo sasa kol malacha. Them is big words. Right? When you say mitoch, and you talk about hetero chol nefesh, what you're saying is the words, they're not included in lo sasa kol malacha. V'hai dekosav rachmona asher yachel chol nefesh l'simona bi'almahu. The heter, the tzorech chol nefesh, isn't to be taken literally. It's just a sign. I mean, it just establishes which malachos are off the books. Shekola malachos atzrichos lachila yumutaros biyomtov. Except that, tokedei dibor, he then ruins the whole thing by adding, ubilvad letzorchei Yisrael avalo letzorchei akum. Whoops. Right, tzorach akum, tzorach klavim, tzorach chol. So what's going on here? Right? Oh. I'll give you another one other issue very quickly. Rashi in the third parak of Beitza has another controversial position, which is sometimes viewed as the diametrically opposite of what he said on Yud Beis, what he says on Yud Beis Siman Aleph, and the Bali Tosas too. And that is as follows. There, the Mishnah seems to say clearly that tzad, right, trapping, is not permissible on Yom Tov. Just as the Gemara in Dav Gimel and Beitza seems to say clearly that kotzer, cutting an apple from a tree, is prohibited on Yom Tov. And the Rishonim are bothered in both cases. Why? I mean, if you need the tzvi or the chicken, right, or the pear or the peach, you would think, Ein lecha ochol nefesh gadol mizeh. Right? So the Bali Tosas quote the Yerushalmi. They came up with this fascinating idea. You know, only the malachos from Lisha v'Elach. Kind of, you know, Sidur de Pas. Rashi, on the other hand, in the beginning of third parak of Beitza, says something else. He says, oh, these are all malachos which are efshar lasos mibodyo. And you're only matir for ochol nefesh, malachos she'i efshar lasos mibodyo. At which point all the Bali Tosas and Rishonim jump in and say, what are you talking about? We found such a thing regarding ochol nefesh. We find that regarding makshirei ochol nefesh, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, if the knife isn't sharp, even though sharpening a knife is not malachas ochol nefesh, right? But if you need it now, because otherwise you can't cut the vegetables, right? So that's called makshirei ochol nefesh. And there, this Rabbi Eliezer says, all makshirei ochol nefesh are permissible. And Rabbi Yehuda said, only makshirei ochol nefesh she'ef shar mibodyo. So all the Bali Tosas ask, all over Shas, Tosas and Shabbos stuff, Tzadi, Dalid, or Hey, and Tosas and Beitza Dab Gimel, and Chof Dalid, and all over the place. And the Ramban, beginning of third parak, We see from Makshir Ochel Nefesh of Rabbi Yehuda that regular Ochel Nefesh doesn't have this din. I think our answer to that question too, but it doesn't matter for the moment. So again, typically, a lot of the Achronim say, oh, Bali Tosas say, it depends on Sidur to Pas, because they're talking about the Malacha. Right? The type of Malacha it is. Rashi thinks it depends on Efshar, Yefshar, Mibod Yom, because he thinks it's a Matir. So we only let you do it because of the need, if it's really a need. But if it's bad planning or laziness, you're mechavim malach tchalamo, we're not going to let you. But then the Rashi and Tosas come out opposite of the way we looked at them in Yud Beis. Anyways, what I'd like to say is as follows. The Ramban explains, as everybody knows, we talked about this last year, I'm not going to go into detail of it. The Ramban says, Heter Ochel Nefesh really flows from the phrase malachas avoda. Malachas avoda means not Ochel Nefesh. That's why the phrase doesn't appear in Shabbos, doesn't appear in Yom Kippur. In Torah Shabbat Sab, it only appears in connection with Yom Tov, regular Yom Tov. And the Ramban goes on to explain. And he does this in his Perush Al HaTorah in Emor, and again in his Mochamos, beginning of third parak of Beitza, when he's talking about that question of Tzad. Ramban basically, he has different nuances, but basically the idea is Ramban says, a Malachas HaYom is permitted on Yom Tov. But not a Malacha LeYomim Rabim. Meaning something that you do to store or to invest, you know, in food, you know, because you're a producer, or because you're thinking of your needs next week. That's not Malachas Ochel Nefesh. That's Malachas Avoda. Right? What's mutter is Malachas Hayom. So I think that principle of the Ramban, even though the application of it is not accepted by all Rishonim, is a big yisod in Malachas Ochel Nefesh. Meaning, a lot of the evidence that points to a kind of a hutra in Malachas Ochel Nefesh, but what do you do? How can you say hutra? You can't say it because of you have akum and kovim and chol. Right? The answer is, there's a different kind of a hutra. What we mean is, if you do a maisa or a malacha l'shem yom tov, right, l'shem mitzvah sayom, something that is consistent with what Yom Tov is about, that's just, not just the chuya. Oh, it's asur, but it's mutter l'shem, l'tzara. No, that's called malachas hayom, that's mutter l'gamri, it's hutra. Not that there's no shem malacha. Like ein erev v'hotzah. I think that's the pshat in Rashi. That's what Rashi means. Rashi says, you don't need tzorech. You don't even need tzorech tzas. There are certain malachas that by their nature, they're called malachas hayom, as long as they're not l'shem chol, l'shem kelev, l'shem akum. That takes them away from being malachas hayom. And Bali Tosas say, you know what? Maybe tzorech tzas is needed, even if it isn't so compelling in its own right as a matir, to make it a malachas hayom, a maisa hayom. I think that's the pshat in Shavalakol and in the Shidun Kubetzas. Oh. If this is true, it explains a lot of things about Malachas Ochel Nefesh. It also may explain why, at least according to Rashi, in the beginning of the third parak of Beitza, why do we care Efshar Mibodom, Lo Efshar Mibodom? Oh. Because, forget about what you do with Machshir and Rabbi Yehuda for the moment. If you could have done it, it's not that, oh, you could have done it beforehand and you didn't, you're lazy, you're mechavin malachtecha, you don't have a justification for the heter. Maybe that's not the pshat. Maybe it's a din in the type of malacha it is, not even in the specific circumstances. Certainly that's how the shiltos understands it. What's the pshat? Is it yesterday's malacha that I'm doing today? Is it tomorrow's malacha that I'm doing today? Or is it today's malacha? The only malacha that's permissible is today's malacha. Not next week's halacha. Malacha. And not yesterday's halacha.
Malacha.
What?
Malacha.
What did I say?
Halacha.
Malacha.
Malacha. I heard halacha. I'm
sorry. I tried to say malacha. I don't know what came out. Now, if this is the case, so now I want to make a suggestion about chametz. What do we ask? Our steer between two gemaras. Gemara in Vomit Aleph says, Kofel of a Sakli. The Gemara in Ahmed Beis says, if you hold Mitoch, then you should be able to burn it on Yom Tov. Right? So according to Tosis, fine. There are other problems that Tosis has, which make it not an ideal answer, but it answers that question. But if you're going to say, oh, it's not shavah l'kol, it's not enough tzorech, or like the Shita Mekubet says, that's not the havara that we permit in mitoch, right? That it's a cooking or a baking type havara that we permit in mitoch. But that's all stira between, what do you do with Rabbi Akiva? You can't read the Gemara. The answer is, it's a huge qualitative difference between the Gemara and Hayamid Beis and everything else. Why? What was the Gemara thinking about on Daf Hayamid Aleph and Hayamid Beis? The Gemara wanted to know, is the mitzvah of Tashbisu on Yom Tov or is it on Erev Yom Tov? So Rabbi Akiva says, it can't be a mitzvah on Yom Tov because then we'd be permitting Havara, according to Rabbi Yehuda, on Yom Tov. And then he says, of course, I can give you that raya because I'm a Beis Shammai person and I don't believe in mitoch. Right? So think about it. What's really happening here? What Rabbi Akiva is saying is, if the mitzvah of bir chametz l'chatchila was to do it on Yom Tov, then it would be covered by mitoch. And therefore we see that that's not true and the mitzvah is Erev Yom Tov. What's the Gemara Bava Med Aleph talking about? He's supposed to do the mitzvah Bior Ner of Yom Tov, and he doesn't. He might be honest as far as we know. It doesn't make a difference. And now he finds on Yontif Kofel of Vesakli. You know why? Because he can't do Bitoch. It's yesterday's Malacha, or Maisa. It's a Maisa Shaler of Yom Tov. What's the answer? Maybe that's the answer. It's not Shavu L'Kol Nefesh. If the mitzvah was Yom Tov to do beer, that would be mitzvah Shavu L'Kol Nefesh. That would be Tzorech Hayom. And that would be, it's true, it wouldn't be Havara of Bishul and Afia, but it would be Havara of mitzvahs beer chametz l'chatchila. Right? And I think it explains the Rambam too. The Rambam has to hold a kind of a, what we call an ach sheve. And the Rambam says you can do chametz, you can destroy chametz by throwing it in the river. It doesn't matter. You can't do it on Shabbos and you can't do it on Yom Tov because since you're mekayim a mitzvah with it, it's a kind of ach sheve. Rashi has such an idea too. It's a davar chashuv. Aye, but the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva, is the first assumption of Rabbi Akiva is Ein Bir Chametz Ala B'Sreifa, implying that had it been Ashbasasa B'Chol Davar, it would have been fine to do it if the mitzvah was Yom Tov. Ah, the answer is as follows. For the Rambam, if the mitzvah had been Ashbasasa B'Chol Davar and it was a mitzvah on Yom Tov, you wouldn't be throwing it in the river on Yom Tov. You'd be throwing it in the river to make sure that when Yom Tov comes around, it's not there. That's not the same as destroying it on Yom Tov, even throwing it in the river. How do I know this? The Rambam in Perek Beis, Hilchos Chametz, Halacha Aleph, this is on the top of page 2, says, Mitzvah Saseh Minat Torah L'Hashbis Chametz Kodim Zman Iser, Achilaso. The mitzvah of Bir Chametz is to get rid of it prior to the Zman Iser, before Chatzos. That's why it's Tashbisu, it's also even Bittul. Bittul can only take place before Chatzos. That's the view of Rashi too. Bali Tosas disagree. Bali Tosas say, Bittul can't be Tashbisu because Tashbisu takes place after Zmana Isur, the second after Zmana Isur. How do they know it? So the Ramban quotes this. We have the Ramban here on the page, but I'm not going to read it inside because it's a little late. The Ramban quotes the Bali Tosas saying this. They say, well, can we know it from the Gemara? Shmamina Rabbi Kiva Tlas. Because what did Rabbi Kiva say? If ain't bir chametz ala b'sreifa, how would you have to do bir chametz on Yom Tov? By burning it on Yom Tov. Right? So what do you see? That bir chametz is la'achar zman yisuro, not likras kodem, the second before. What does the Rambam do with the Gemara? So in my opinion, there are two things. Number one, this is the Rambam Lishitaso. Reb Chaim points out, you know, this is the famous Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says, how come the Gemara seems to tell us that Chametz is a lava nita klase? because you can do tashbisa, you can burn the chametz. But the Rambam never quotes it. Rambam has some other explanation why there's no malchus. That's a lot of shame b'maisa. It's an explicit Gemara. Moreover, how come the Mishnah and Tmura seem to say that only according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you burn the chametz, then you know there's a din of nasis mitzvaso, and you know it's min nisrafim, and there's no problem of using it. But the Chachamim think it's a mitzvah too, so there's nasis mitzvaso even according to the Chachamim. Says Rabbi Chaim, there's a qualitative difference between Rabbi Yehuda's Sreifa and the Chachamim's Hashbasasa b'chol davar. Rabbi Yehuda's Sreifa is an active Maisa, Tekiyum, and the Cheftza. Hashbasasa b'chol davar means make sure when the clock strikes Achilek, there's nothing around. That affects Nita Klase, Nasa. I don't want to go through the Rabbi Chaim. I think that's a pshat in the Rambam. There's a dual point in the Rambam. The Rambam says as follows. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein bir chametz la b'sreifa. For him, burning it the second before Yontif, what's that? Second before Yontif, nothing happens. You have to burn it on Yontif. But if you hold out b'sasa b'chol davar, right, the whole point is to make sure nothing is there. That's point number. Point number two. If the mitzvah had been on Yom Tov in Achanami, that wouldn't be achshavei. You're supposed to do it on Yom Tov. That's its ideal time. But not if the mitzvah is Erev Yom Tov, and now you're doing an Erev Yom Tov action on Yom Tov. There's much more to say. But the point is, let's come to the bottom line. If this is the case, so one thing really comes very clear, the maskana. And that is that we have something very remarkable in Chametz and Pesach, which we know factually, and don't need this whole development to say it, but it just accentuates it much more. And that is, so Torah says, "Ach b'yomer rishon tashbisus ormi batechem," and Chazal say, "Chad mashmai." Everybody agrees that means 12 hours before. And what we're trying to show now is that that's something really fundamental. Even though you're supposed to do bir chametz and even make a bracha on it, on Yom Tov, I'm trying to show it with mitoch, it's yesterday's mitzvah. It's a stale mitzvah. Right? Stale chametz. But it's just a remarkable thing. Where do we find that the mitzvah is in the hechsher and the hachana? Partially, it's connection to Korban Pesach, for sure. That, too, is remarkable. I mean, Korban Pesach is hours before Chag HaMatzos. Meaning, the whole yesod of Chag HaPesach and Chag HaMatzos is precisely taking the steps that make sure that when the opportunity is there, right, that Klal Yisrael is ready. And that's really what happened in Mitzrayim, beginning with the story of the Korban Pesach. That's what happened, like when was the Geula? When they left? Or when they were ready to leave? Right? That's part of the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. When do you start Hallel? You know? The answer is, taking steps to be able to capitalize on spiritual opportunity, understanding, right, the shmira that you need, something we've talked about in other years, isn't just a protection, but it's part of the hagdara of what Chag HaMatzos and what being Avdei Hashem v'lo Avadim Lavadim is all about, is really part of the mitzvah of itself. So I want to wish everybody a chag. They say that, you know, it's they say chag kosher v'sameach regarding Pesach, A, because there's a lot more that can go wrong, but I think I remember hearing years ago somebody else, oh, because there's so much preparation for Pesach. But what I'm trying to suggest is that isn't just a reality, it's part of the ideal. Okay, thank you.